Zan, y'all, welcome back to another episode of IQ Knowledge Junkie Podcast. This is KJ, and today I'm going to speak on the subject of serenity. And also, it's been 250 days since I've dropped my last episode, but since I have been productive, though. And also, like, since the month of December in 2023, I dropped 220 videos on YouTube, so I still have been productive, and I know for sure that the results are going to pay off soon. And also, I've been working on things with my board game, which is called Wordo Board Game Volume 1, Wheel of Engine Inspired Reality, that regular on people's enlightenment. And the next thing, like, what gave me so much serenity besides the Word of God was also a piece of information that's somewhat articulated in the Word of God as well. It basically said, it was from Michelle Clark. It basically said, the self-work that you do in silence will echo throughout every part of your life. I'm going to say that quote again. The self-work that you do in silence will echo throughout every part of your life. You know, this quote lit my soul up with such calmness because it was so true. And I always remember, I remember learning from Lola Falana. She basically said, that's the only thing that could touch a mass of people is the soul, and the soul can't lie. That's why if you hear some real information, your soul can't do nothing but be able to like recognize and relate to it. But I was to get back focused on what I was saying, you know, many people have complimented me on things that I've worked on by myself since a kid, and my ability to be able to recognize that had only sharpened my intelligence on how I should continue to move forward and move accordingly, you know, guided with the Lord's stuff. Like, lately I realized, y'all, like, God has been so good to me due to me being able to, like, be more trustworthy and, like, trusting God, like with my life, like, literally directing my steps, y'all, by me being so disciplined. It sharpened my vision up so much, but I'll continue to let y'all know. But let's get back focused on the episode. And also, lately, I've been finding a lot of peace in my work ethic towards my goals. And that's why I realized, like, my vision been so clear. Because, remember, I remember learning from 504, and he basically said, you live a dark life, you get a dark vision. So this information automatically made me reflect on how far God has brought me, you know, despite of the obstacles that I had to endure in the midst of chasing my dream. I've only been able to grasp the reality of the word serenity because as I reflected back on all that I went through, it made me appreciate everything that I was dealing with. But unfortunately, I was able to appreciate the storms that I've been in after I overcame them storms. You get what I'm saying? So, I can explain it like this. I remember learning from a quote from Soren Kierkegaard. Hopefully I said the name correctly, no disrespect. But he's basically says that life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. I'm going to say that quote again. Soren Kierkegaard said it. He said, life can only be understood backwards, but it must be lived forward. You know, this quote is quite self-explanatory, so ponder on it. You know, ponder, which means think about deeply. And also pay attention to how good God has been in your life. You know, I know for sure that you'll get a sense of sincerity once you become more grateful. And also remember this, like, if God wasn't bringing you through all you went through, you wouldn't even be like hearing this episode, like, or hearing this valuable information that I'm talking about. So remember, like, let's be grateful and realize, like, it'll bring so much peace into your life, y'all. Like, I thought I was grateful before I started chasing my dreams, like, because like, growing up, you know, I ain't have everything I wanted, but I was still grateful in a sense. But I'm telling y'all, when y'all learn how to be grateful for literally everything that you have, God ain't got no other choice but to bless you with more. I'm telling y'all, that'll really change your life. And also, another thing, you know, I remember learning from Johnny Miller. It was a quote that basically says that serenity is knowing that your worst shot is still pretty good. I'm going to say it again. Serenity is knowing that your worst shot is still pretty good. Now, earlier, y'all remember I told y'all why I became so disciplined and how I dropped over 220 episodes since the month of December. Also, I forgot to tell y'all, on December 8th, I realized I was a genius on December 8th. And I realized I was a genius when I created my board game. On December 8th, I realized I was in my prime. So that's why I've been coming up with all these valuable life-changing information and ideas. Y'all remember I kept telling y'all, like, I used to pray and be like, Lord, can you please increase my imagination and my ideas? If y'all see this billion-dollar blueprint that I have towards my craft, y'all going to be so proud of me and so inspired to realize, like, damn, KJ, you came up with all this great information simply because you fell in love with reading books and God been guiding you this whole time to, you like, bro, y'all going to be amazed. But all jokes aside, to get back focused, was like, what also gave me so much serenity is Miss Thomas. Like, I'm gonna introduce y'all to her later, but basically, all jokes aside, like, listen, y'all, when it's a woman out here that'll make you get your stuff together, I don't give a darn, because I'm trying to change my vocabulary. and stop cursing so much. But if you go search on my YouTube, IQ Knowledge Junkie, I'm just trying to grasp the attention of others to let them see my sense of humor side, in a sense to let them know that, you know, I'm still a work in progress. So, you know, God working on me with my vocabulary, so I'm going to get it together. But Ms. Thomas is the reason why I dropped over 220 episodes, y'all. Like, I don't care what circumstance you in as far as your life. Like, when you know, a man that find a woman has found a good thing. So, like, bruh, I just know, y'all. Listen, I'm telling y'all, I know she the one, y'all. Just stay tuned and let God continue to handle that. But your boy been focused. I'm telling y'all, I've been so focused. Like, and moral of the story, basically, like, what I was trying to tell y'all, like, when it's a woman out here, just for all the young men out here to listen to these videos, I mean, listen to the podcast. When it's a woman that's going to make you get your life together, bro, you ain't got no other choice but to turn into a hustler. You got to take care of her. You feel me? Don't forget. And also, I spoke on this on my, like, my 2K video. Remember, that's a sense of humor side of me. But, like, this is some serious talk. Like, I was basically telling my 2K audience that, and I remember learning this from somebody else, but it basically is, I realized that God gave Adam work before he gave Adam Eve. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, that's why God had me so locked in, so focused, y'all. I really dropped 220 videos since the month of December, y'all. I'm telling you, like, that, like, and also, y'all remember the game I keep complaining about by me playing the game and stuff? Man, I drop YouTube videos on the game back to back to back to back to back to back. You get what I'm saying? So it's like, God has just been answering so many prayers, y'all. Y'all just stay tuned. But back to the episode, and I was basically saying, like, ever since I recognized that what you don't know will literally cost you your life is when I gained more serenity on knowing that everything will be okay, simply because I know if I'm keeping my mind consistently stayed up on the Lord, it'll give me peace in the midst of my purpose towards service and others. And also, like, by me having the ability and the blessing to be able to read books for a living, get ideas from the books, then execute, which is really what I thrived off of. And it also gave me so much peace about knowing that not only am I helping myself by keeping a peace of mind, but I'm leaving the world a better place prior to me getting here. And you know, ain't none of us perfect. So with that being said, I want to tell y'all this. Another piece of information that gave me a great sense of serenity was when I learned from Tupac. He said in one of his songs, he said, "I made mistakes but learned from every one. And when it's said and done, I bet this world will be a better one. If I upset you, don't stress. Never forget that God hasn't finished with me yet." I shouldn't have to say that again, but you know, overall, this great information, well, timeless. There was timeless information, because I feel like everybody will be able to relate to that. The next thing is, I remember watching this YouTube video, and there was a quote on there that basically said, "What do we do when fear tries to take over?" And he basically responded by saying, "We remind ourselves of God's promises. When waves of uncertainty starts crashing around us, we can find peace by anchoring ourselves in the word of God." And, you know, and this quote had answered so many questions on that I was trying to figure out all these years. And it basically articulated it to me in a sense of making me realize, like, this was the answer to my audience, because I've been aware of what to do in tough situations and uncertainty. You know, I just wanted to be able to teach my audience what to be able to do. And he basically said, I'll read it again. He said, "When we remind ourselves of God's promises, when unwavering starts crashing around us, we can find peace by anchoring ourselves in the word of God." So like I was saying, like, I always knew what to do in times of uncertainty. I just needed my audience to figure out what it was. And that basically answered, like, a lot of questions. Like, that will basically teach y'all, like, a new way to deal with fear. And it'll help you get, my bad, y'all. It'll help you be able to deal with fear. So I'll say it like this. Whenever we run across a situation when fear tries to take over, all we got to do is anchor ourselves in the word of God, and it'll bring us serenity. And also, be aware of this. You know, warning comes before destruction. And also, when you know better, you should do better. So, like, the moral of the story, make sure you try to learn as much as possible in life, because God has been blessed us with the free will, and our decision maker will ultimately, you know, like, matter. So even though God grant us so much mercy, we must obey God's word. You know, that's one tattoo I got on me. Basically said that opportunity is wrapped in obedience. And ever since I've been more obedient to the word of God, obviously I've been blessed with more opportunities. But morally, like, it just feel good, you know what I'm saying, just being able to do the right thing in a sense. So let's try to sharpen up on our decision making. And I'm not saying that we'll be perfect, but at least we showing God that we understand, and we not taking our life for granted, and we taking accountability for our actions. And that is all I had to speak on today. On the next episode, I'll speak on the subject of, if you made it this far in the episode, y'all know I couldn't end the episode by basically giving a special thanks to my Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for blessing me with the ability to be able to do what I love for a living. All jokes aside, y'all keep the Lord in your life, and the Lord gonna keep directing your steps, and he gonna lead you to your destiny. So stay tuned. Shout out to Miss Thomas, and thank God for my life. Shout out to my family. Shout out to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ for blessing me with the ability to be able to do what I love for a living. And I know I said that, but after each one of my YouTube videos, I always like keep reminding them that, of that, because that's all I got, y'all. I ain't nothing without the Lord, man. It's KJ. Word up. And also another thing I wanted to tell y'all too, about the importance of discipline, y'all. Bruh, discipline gives you so much freedom. Once y'all become disciplined, bruh, I'm telling you, it's really freedom in the form of life, in a sense. Like, real liberty, freedom. Like, once you become disciplined, watch how your life magnificently changes.